Irish on a Sunday night between 9 and 11 p.m. on 98 FM.
Yes, good evening and welcome to this week's Totally Irish with me, John Barker, 98 FM's weekly Irish music show with you here until 11 o'clock tonight in Dublin with 2 hours of the very best in new Irish music. We have a very special show for you tonight because we are live here in Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar on Grafton Street. And as you can hear, we've got a very, very nice, friendly audience as well. Now, to give you all a little bit of context here, for the last few years, myself and my co-producer, Dennis Vavasor, who is standing across from me here, we have spent every single Sunday night together for a few hours, just the two of us in this little studio in 98FM, nobody else. After a while, we thought to ourselves, you know what, we really need to get out there and meet more people, as much as our relationship is strong. So we invited Brian Byrne and Laura Keegan in to help us work on the show as well. But then recently we thought we're getting a little bit of cabin fever with those two as well. So we decided, wouldn't it be nice to do a live show somewhere cool where people could just hang out and watch us broadcast the show live? And what better place to do it than in the home of our new sponsors, Captain America's. What a show we have for you on the way tonight. In a few moments' time, we shall be hearing live music from our first guest, the wonderful Ham Sandwich. Thanks, Kev. In part two of the show, Rock Strong will be performing some Sunday night tunes for us. We'll also have a first listen to his brand new single.
That's right.
We've also got a wonderful music panel in part two of the show featuring Martin Byrne from Other Voices and DJ Alex Donalds. We're going to be looking at three recent releases and giving our judgment on them. Okay. It is time for our first act of the week. Kev, easy there with the trumpet. They are one of Ireland's biggest and most loved acts. I'm delighted to welcome Ham Sandwich to this week's Totally Irish on 98FM.
Hello. Thank you.
Niamh, what do you make of our setup here in Captain America?
It's brilliant. I love it.
It's pretty cool,
everybody
isn't it?
Seems to be enjoying the wings and things.
Yes.
Really nice food. Yeah, we had some food too and it was gorgeous.
Just to let our listeners know, Captain America's have produced two new cocktails especially for tonight. One is called Rock Strong, of course, named after Rock Strong, who's sitting down the end there. He's going to be live in the second hour. The other one is called Illuminate,
yes.
Named in your honor, guys. So have any of you sampled it yet? And
we
what's
all
the verdict?
Tried it, yeah.
You've
lovely.
All tried it?
Yeah.
It's pineapple.
Pineapple.
Sounds lovely. Really yeah. Nice. Yeah, you had one as well, Kev. Yeah.
Darcy,
yeah.
You're smiling away there. You had two, I think, did you?
No, Kev had two.
Kev
loves them.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, he did. Guys, we're going to have a chat in a few moments' time. Before that, though, I'm going to ask you to play us a song.
Yep.
I mentioned Kev there. Kev is here on trumpet. I really can't wait to hear how this is going to sound. Niamh, you've got three albums of material to choose from.
Yes.
So which song are you going to play first?
We're going to do Illuminate.
Oh, excellent. I love this song. Okay, guys, whenever you're ready.
Thanks, John.
Talk to you later.
Two,
right
three, four.
Yes, you've just been listening to Ham Sandwich performing their song Illuminate live for us here in Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar on Grafton Street on this week's Totally Irish on 98FM. Guys, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
That was great fun. I think from now on, that has to be referred to as your cocktail song.
You know, that's it.
That's how we're going to intro it from now on. Not just because of obviously the cocktail that Captain America's have made for you tonight, especially named after that particular song.
Yeah.
But also because it's definitely your most potent song. It's got many ingredients in there that tease the musical palette. You see where I'm going with this?
I see where you're going.
It's pretty cheesy, all right. Pretty cheesy. Guys, the last time I interviewed you, I think, was back in April 2015. You had just released Stories from the Surface, which is your most recent album. So everything was still fresh and new, and you had just started performing those new songs live. So having played them live now for the last 2 years, Is Illuminate still the most popular one? Is that the one that gets everybody going still?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely
gets people excited anyway when we play it. And we kind of normally have a bit of crowd participation at the end of it and stuff. And we have a bit of fun with the audience. So yeah, people really seem to have taken to it, definitely.
You had some crowd participation there as well. I don't know if you can hear it. A few people singing along.
Oh, no.
What we do from Laboom here on this week's Totally Irish on 98 FM. We are live from Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar on Grafton Street. And as you can hear, we still have a very, very lively audience with us, full of fans of the Irish music scene. Laboom, by the way, are one of my favourite acts around at the moment. They are a really, really good festival band, something that I experienced myself when I saw them at last year's Electric Picnic, giving a very energetic and lively performance. They're playing nearly every single festival this summer, including Forbidden Fruit next weekend, Body and Soul, Casapalooza, and Sea Session. So don't miss them, I guess, if you're going to hit any of those festivals. Now, speaking of one of my favourite acts, it's time for our second live guest of the week, Rockstrong. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to see you again. I know you were live on the show a couple of years ago. Keith O'Reilly, a.k.a. King Keith, is with you here tonight as well. And Donal as well is with you as well on acoustic guitar. And I just want to point out at this stage that everybody should follow Keith O'Reilly on Instagram for some very unique photos of Dublin. Rockstrong, your brand new track is called Vibes.
That's right, yeah.
Released on Friday?
Yeah, it was released on Friday. It's a song that it really changed. It's actually me. It's me going into a different type of zone in music, and I wanted to really experiment this year. I plan to release a lot of music this year, and Vibes is just one of them, and hopefully it becomes the summer banger.
Okay, deadly. Let's have a listen to it. This is Vibes from Rockstrong on this week's Totally Irish on 98 FM.
Take thinking this the end, so I reached out to a few of your friends. You ignoring my call, still I try contact you through a few of your friends.
That is the brand new single from Rockstrong on this week's Totally Irish live from Captain America's here on Grafton Street. It's called Vibes. What did our audience think of that? Yeah, I think they liked it.
I think they did.
Rockstrong, Keith O'Reilly and Donald from his band are with me here, as I said, live from Captain America's on Grafton Street. Rockstrong, congratulations on that single. I love it. It's brilliant.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it. It's one of my favourites, actually.
It's got more of an emotional feel to it, maybe, than your previous single, I Got You, which I Got You was, I'm sure most of you here have heard it. It was a real floor filler. It reminded me a lot of Michael Jackson, I guess, in his
pomp. Thank you. I'll take that.
But with this particular song, Vibes, reading into the lyrics a little bit, it's got more of an emotional tone to it, I guess. And it appears... Yeah, I could be completely wrong here. It appears from reading the lyrics, you made a mistake. You made a big mistake. The girl wasn't happy. She started to blank you, and you didn't know what to do about it, so you wrote a song?
Thanks for putting me on blast in front of all the girls in this building, John.
Is that true?
I wouldn't say it's about me. It's about in general. Guys making mistakes, and... The phase of going through trying to fix your mistakes, and all you're getting is the vibes, the feeling of whether you're gonna move forward with it or if it's actually finished. So all that's left in that situation in the song is vibes. So that's why I'm saying it over and over, because that's the only reply I'm getting.
Okay, so it's not about you, because I'm sure that there's probably a lot of women here in the audience tonight who are interested in finding out whether you sorted things out with the lady in question, but I'm not going to delve more into your personal life. You're okay. Vibes?
The back of my neck is sweating. I don't know why.
Please don't make me fall again, yeah. Please don't make me fall again, yeah. Please don't make me fall again, yeah.
Aeroplane is the name of that new single there from Dahi, featuring the brilliant Sinead White on vocals. Dahi will be performing at the next Jameson Bow Street Sessions on June the 15th, along with Raglins and Paul Allwright, who we know better as Lethal Dialect. And while we were listening to that track there, here in Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar on Grafton Street, we handed out four envelopes to four of our audience members who are sitting here right in front of me. So if I could ask all four of you now to open up those envelopes, one of those envelopes contains a bogey prize. So do we have our four winners?
Can everyone open their envelopes and we'll find out who has the bogey prize?
Who has the bogey prize?
We're still waiting to see who's... Oh, no, we have the bogey prize over here, John.
Who is it? What's
your name?
Timmy.
And it's your birthday, I believe.
It's yes, Timmy's it birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Timmy.
We're going for the full song.
Happy birthday to you. Yes, that is the worst happy birthday rendition ever. But yes, of course, like the first hour, no one goes home empty-handed. So, because it's your birthday, thanks to Captain America, there's €50 worth of Captain America vouchers.
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
What a bogey prize. That's pretty good. Congratulations, Timmy, and happy birthday. And congratulations to the other three audience members as well. The Jameson Bow Street Sessions, as I said, takes place on June the 15th. If you would like to attend the gig, tickets are free. All you have to do is go on to jamesonwhiskey.com and register for tickets, and the event is strictly over 18s. Okay, it is time for me to introduce our music panel on this special Totally Irish here on 98 FM Live from Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar on Grafton Street. Martin Byrne from Other Voices and DJ and writer Alex Donald, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, John. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. Martin, and Alex, we're going to take a look at three recent releases from Irish acts. We're going to give our thoughts on them. We're going to give our thoughts on all three of them. But Martin, first of all, you're one of the main figures behind the hugely successful annual event that takes place in Dingle in County Kerry every December, known as Other Voices. So how long have you been working with that event and what's your involvement with it?
This is my fifth year involved. I manage and program the Other Voices Music Trail, which is a free festival really around the pubs and various venues, including courthouses and churches and any other little space that we can find in Dingle to put bands on.
Yeah, and you spend most of your year, probably like 11 and a half months of the year, sourcing bands for that particular...
Yeah, I do actually, yeah, pretty much, yeah, 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 so a lot of gigs.
A lot of gigs, yeah. A lot of gigs. Alex, you've been involved... There's worse things you could be doing with your life. Alex, you've been involved for a few years in the Irish music scene as a DJ. You're also the daughter of the renowned clarinet and saxophone player, a member of Moving Hearts, Keith Donalds. So I guess you've grown up with music all around you your whole life.
I have indeed. I kind of grew up on the road and in recording studios and in rehearsal studios. And when Dad played the Pitt Orchestra in the Gaiety, I ended up seeing the musical Gypsy 12 times because he couldn't find a babysitter. But I've been DJing now for about the last 12 years. My residency is in Whelan's. And then I do lots of other kind of one-offs, launches, fashion shows, all that kind of stuff.
Excellent stuff. I didn't know you had a residency in Whelan's.
I've
been there so many times. On the weekends?
I have a Saturday night residency in the main venue. And I've been there now for about 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, then this is news to me now. You're one of my favorite DJs.
Oh, yay.
I didn't even realize that. That's great. Our listeners can check out some of your writing as well on alexdonald.wordpress.com. Is that
well
right?
Well researched. Thank you. That's very absolutely much. Right.
Okay, guys. As I said, we're going to listen to new releases from Triax. The first of which is James Vincent McMorrow. He released a new album on Friday, and from it, here's the song December 2194 on 98 FM. 29:14 from James Vincent McMorrow on this week's Totally Irish on 98FM. That is the opening track from his brand new album, True Care, which he released on Friday. The night before, he played a very special gig in D-Light Studios to a select audience, which some of you here may have seen footage of. Martin Byrne.
Yes.
He's a James Vincent. You're like, yes, I am.
That's
here.
Me.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yes. You're like, you're back in school again. Yes. Yeah, James Vincent McMorrow is a really interesting character, I think. He kind of, certainly over the last two or three years, seems like somebody that craves ambition, and he's kind of learned to wear his heart on the sleeve a lot more. His voice has always been incredible, but I think the last two or three years, his musicianship has developed dramatically. Particularly since he's got more and more into this kind of R&B sound that he has now, and he started broadening his musical style. So do you think that sense of ambition comes through on this album?
I think so. I mean, like, he's pretty prolific. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's his second album in less than a year, is it?
Yeah.
And I really like the album. I think I'd listen to it over the weekend. I think it's really, really good. It's very soul-y. It's the single True Care, I think, is stunning. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful song. And great video to go with it as well. Really, really good, you know. I like the album. I think he's been smart the way he's going about it. So
yeah, because I was going to mention that to you, the fact that We Move only came out last year, so he kind of releases in a non-conventional way, in the sense that he didn't spend a lot of time producing the songs. There was certainly very little, if any, publicity around the album. It was kind of a bit of a surprise when he did release it. So is that something maybe that he was right to do?
I think he was, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that there's an awful lot of guff goes on around album releases sometimes. I mean, you just need to put them out sometimes and just let the public hear it. And I think that's what he's done here. I think putting on the gig on Thursday night was a good idea as well. I wasn't there.
No, none of us were actually.
I was elsewhere. I think it's been smart the way he's done it. Yeah.
Alex Donald, were you a fan of James Vincent McMorrow before you listened to this album?
Yeah, I haven't. Unlike Martin, I haven't had the pleasure of hearing the full album. I've only just heard the single Take Care, which I absolutely adored. I also really loved reading the kind of blurb that he's written on his website about the making of the album, and something he said in that really struck me, which was that he hates being asked to kind of describe his songs or to talk about his songs, because he said, you know, the songs are the statement and he shouldn't have to explain them. And that's something actually that a good friend of mine who's a visual artist has said about her painting. She finds the whole idea of artist statement sort of inherently ridiculous because the painting is the statement. So I really related to that, and I really related to how he has chosen to go about releasing this album. And I think it's a brilliant move, and as Martin said, you know, just let the music speak for itself.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I actually forgot we had an audience here. Sorry about that. I was so engrossed in our conversation there. That is nearly it for this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. I would like to say thanks to everyone for making this night happen, especially to Captain America's and all their staff and everyone involved from 98FM. Also to Ham Sandwich and Rockstrong for performing live, and to Martin Byrne and Alex Donald for giving their thoughts tonight. And also to our wonderful audience who have been with us singing and cheering. And lastly, to Team Totally Irish, Dennis Vavasor, Laura Keegan and Brian Byrne, thanks to the three of you as well. We'll be back next Sunday, as always, between 9 and 11. We're going to leave you with some Reggie Snow. See you all next Sunday. Have a great week.